Okay, this round mushroom is for me. I'm the carrier, the note says.
And I'm the impregnator.
Fawn grinned, tilting their head to read the note.
I kind of like that. It sounds like I'm some kind of secret operative. I might need you to call me that all the time.
If this works, I definitely will. All the time. At the public energy gardens, in front of your mom.
Ah, okay. I regret my choices already.
Fawn shook their head.
Maybe just for tonight.
Perfect. Ready? Great impregnator.
Saga picked up the round mushroom, holding it up to Fawn like a honey liquor cocktail. Fawn took the other, a speckled white trumpet, and tapped it against Saga's. They chewed carefully.
Whoa,
Saga breathed, staring at Fawn's chest. Their skin was lighting up from within, a rich, silvery glow like they were filled with moonlight. The constellation of freckles on their soft stomach stayed dark, an inverse of the night sky. The scars on their chest seemed to concentrate the light, shining more intensely than everywhere else.
You too,
Fawn whispered, running a hand over Saga's skin, which was seeping gray-purple smoke.
This is supposed to happen, right?
Saga asked, resisting the urge to check the note again.
Yeah,
Fawn breathed as darkness poured out of Saga.
This is supposed to happen.